The Teacher Trainees Association has strongly opposed government's decision to scrap the teacher training allowance and replace it with a student loan scheme. It says scrapping the allowance would defeat its original intention of getting qualified personnel into the teaching profession. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its national president, Abdullahi Muntaka, warned that if the decision is not reversed, the association will advise itself. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
It is about government intention to scrap the teacher training allowance and have it replaced with the student loan. You know, over the years, teacher trainees have been provided with allowance by the government to support them in their academic work on the campuses. Unfortunately, on the 22nd of June, we woke up to the news that the government intends to replace the allowance with student loan. This is a decision we find very, very unfortunate because it is going to be detrimental to the development of education and basic school education in particular in this country.
Why are you saying it will be detrimental to basic education in Ghana?
Thank you. Because considering the historical background, the historical antecedent that led to the introduction of this training allowance, you see, they implemented this allowance because they wanted it to serve as an attraction and a motivation to quality teachers into the teaching profession. Already, we all know how the working condition of the teaching profession is. It's a low-paid profession. People have little interest in it. So government over the years thought it wise that we have to introduce some packages which will attract people to opt for the teaching profession. So they decided that we have to introduce this allowance scheme in order to get people. This will serve as an attraction to people to opt for the teaching profession. And actually, when you look at the allowance, it has played that role to a significant level because this has always attracted people into the teaching profession. So as to why the government is today telling us that it's going to scrap it and have it replaced with the student's loan is something we found very, very, very unfortunate because it's not going to augur well for the future of education in this country.
So any course of action if government indeed scrap this teacher allowance?
From our end, we have decided to go with this petition first. If the government fails to listen to us, what we intend to do as the leadership of the association, we'll have to come back to the National Executive Council meeting. Then we'll decide our next plan of action because we don't expect this petition to fall on deaf ears.
That was the National President of the Teacher Trainees Association, Abdullahi Muntaka.